Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of March, 2021, Saturday morning early, bright and early. I've entitled this video this morning, Good Works Will Not Save. Good Works Will Not Save. People who are trusting in their works to save them. They believe that salvation is a combination of the precious blood of Christ dying for their sins and their good works. They want to have a hand in their salvation. They don't want to trust in the completed work of Christ. They want to add to it. Now, I have stated many, many times that I am not against good works. Paul tells us, be not weary in well-doing. However, our good works do not justify us before God. We are to be an example before men. We're to live uprightly. And when we sin, we are to confess our sins, and He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But in reality, of Christ for His elect was done at the cross, Calvary. In fact, if you're one of God's elect and you're blood-bought, you've been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. You've been predestinated unto adoption. You've been given to Christ by the Father. And so, if you're trusting in your works this morning, just know that your works have nothing to do with justification before Christ. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise also took part of the same. Hebrews 2:14. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, in Christ Jesus, who sometime were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace. By His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. We cannot redeem ourselves by our works. Christ redeemed us through His own blood. Isaiah 45:22, 1 John 2:1. For He is our peace. By His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And for this cause He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called, might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Ephesians 2:13-14. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. We are not into self-redemption. We do not believe that our works justify us before God. That is Roman Catholicism. In a nutshell, that is Arminianism, that is will worship. We believe the only thing that can justify us before God, our eternal justification, is through His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. We can't obtain eternal redemption for ourselves. Jesus paid it all. And for those who are touting another gospel, they are saying that your works save you. And you're not trusting in Jesus Christ. You're trusting in it works Roman Catholic Arminian doctrine. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only rent is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son, the work Christ did do. Dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung up on that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving, eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead even when I was born and conceived in sin, but the quickening Holy Spirit caused me to be born again. Now I can joyfully sing to my Lord and King who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. I'm glad we don't have to trust in any works. I told one of my brothers in Christ yesterday, or emailed him, and I said, if I had to trust in my works, I would be eternally damned. Because even my good works are considered filthy rags before God, if I'm trusting in them for any merit. I met a medical doctor one time that stated, well, the way I look at it, he says, God has a scorecard. And every time you do something bad, he checks on the evil side. And every time you do something good, he checks on the good side. And if your good outweighs the evil, then you'll probably make it to heaven. What absurdity. The book of James, we're told that if we sin in one point, we're guilty of all. Either Christ died for our sins or he didn't. Either his blood atoned for us or it didn't. And I'm glad to report that for God's people who are called, who are chosen, who are given to Christ by the Father, that Christ died for them and his blood is effectual for them. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.